Welcome to My Orgasmic Life podcast, a show that where we talk about sex, love, relationships, and kink. And of course, my favorite part, I share with you my very graphic, very juicy, and always entertaining orgasmic life. I'm Gaia Morissette, your hostess, and your holistic sexual wellness specialist, your trauma healer, your BDSM expert, and of course, your pro dominatrix. The show was inspired to inspire you to support your orgasmic living. Remember, always check the content warning before you listen and make sure you're listening where no one else can hear it, because you never, ever know what I'm going to say, because I always come with an explicit graphic content warning. Now, strap in and enjoy the show. Welcome to another fantastic episode of My Orgasmic Life. I'm your hostess with mostess, Gaia Morissette, aka Empress Gaia. Okay, so today's topic is kind of unexpected. I think I found a new kink, and it's called, and I'm naming it because it's, I've never come across it before. And the naming, I'm naming it application kink, applying kink. And you're like, what is that, Empress? I'm like, I'm going to tell you. So over the years, there seems to be, and I can only assume because I haven't had a real heart-to-heart conversation with anybody that has this kink, okay? So if you're listening and you're like, oh, that's totally me, please reach out to me. I'd really like to actually pick your brain about what this is so I can have a deeper understanding so I can support people. Okay, so over the years, I've had many, 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 many people, which is why I'm like, I think this might be a kink, of people sending me many applications because they're super, I can only assume that they're super excited to spend time exploring with me. But then I also have been talking to other DOMs, and they also have people that send them, the same person and the same night at the same day will send them a lot of applications and emails and texts, and depending on what the DOM's protocol is. And then there's no follow through. There's no, so for me, you send me an application, I send you what the process is, and then the next step is to set up a phone call with me. And, Mistress Dana, her protocol is that, you send an application as well as book into her calendar, and then people cancel the calendar or don't show up. So I'm jumping to conclusions because, like I said, I don't have all the data, right? But based on my years and years and years and years and years, maybe a couple more years of being a pro dom, that this phenomena happens a lot. So here's what I suspect is happening. But again, until I have more data, I can't say 100% that this was going on. What I suspect is happening is an individual is like, okay, I want to go see a dominatrix or a dom. I'm super excited. And the person gets all aroused and turned on by the idea of making the reach out, the taboo of the reach out, the risk of the reach out, the arousal that comes from that. And then they, have their sex time with themselves and have a bunch of orgasms. And then once the orgasm is happened, in the case of if it happens to be a penis opener, probably an ejaculation, once that ejaculation happens, the arousal response drops in the body. And so the follow through is no longer. there's no need for the follow through, because the act of reaching out to a pro dom is what is creating the arousal response, the making contact. And so, so I think that's what's going on. But again, if I don't have all the data to find out, I have more questions. Like, what happens? Like, what if you're like, are you fantasizing? Like, when you're fantasizing, are you fantasizing about the experience? Are you fantasizing about just making the reach out and the contact of risking, going outside of the ta being taboo and going outside the norm? Is it you're excited and then there's a part of you that's like feels bad or ashamed afterwards, which is why you don't follow through? Like, there's so many questions. I have so many questions because I want to understand it. I want to understand what's going on and how can I support people with this kink? Is there a way that this in itself, its kink is just what it is? Is there a way to do it where it doesn't, it's again, as always, I'm always about how can we make sure that it's consensual and sane and everybody's happy and everybody's excited to be participating in it? Because right now, as the dom who is being reached out to, it doesn't feel good because now the now I have all this work that I have to do, right? I have a whole bunch of influx of texts and messages and things that I need to respond to. When I respond, there's no response back. And so it's, again, as always, we want everything. We want everybody who participates in the sexiness to be participating, wanting to participate in the sexiness. So if I can understand it a little bit more, maybe I can help create a portal or create something that feels good for everybody. Feels good for the person who may have this kink and feels good for the dom who you don't really actually want to follow through with the dom. So the dom doesn't need to put any effort or work into it. And they're not like, they're like, oh, someone got turned on by engaging with me, my protocol. They got excited about engaging with my protocol. And, yay. So it's like, just like when, I'm excited when, people look at my pictures or come see my videos or, maybe listen to my podcast and my voice is an arousal. Like, it's just like, I'm glad that I can help somebody feel horny today. Yay me. I would like to feel good about that instead of feeling like waking up to all these messages and being like, I've already sent you. This is like the seventh time I've sent you what the next steps are. Because it's not really about the steps. It's not about the next step. I suspect it's not about the next step. I suspect it's about the act of reaching out that gets the juices flowing. So, if I can understand it more, then maybe I can create something. Maybe on my application, I can just be like, do you have an application kink? The answer is yes, check it off, which is great. Then you can apply as many times as you want and jerk off to that process. And I don't have to do anything with it. I'm okay with that. That feels good because then it's equal. We both know what we're doing. All right. Now, I do, that's not for everybody. I mean, often that, that's just one segment of the population, I suspect. I suspect the other reach out, not follow through is more about exciting. It took a lot, takes a lot to reach out. And then there's a shame about doing it because you're not allowed to have kink. And there's a belief that, there's something wrong with you. And there's all these things that are going on. And so there's this like horrible feeling of shame after the fact. And so you then run away. And then the next time you realize that kink is really important, and it's part of your sexuality that you really, 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 really want to explore. And then you reach out and you may do the next step and go into the next step before the shame and the shame that may kick in about feeling bad about it and then run away. So that I think is very different than our application kink. That's a different, it's totally different. It's a like, I need to rally up. And there's a lot, there can be a lot of our own personal judgment, either from society, from other externally, from other people, but from ourselves, that there's something, maybe something wrong with us for wanting and desiring, kink and BDSM and exploration and hiring somebody and feeling bad about that. And there may be, you might be in a relationship, so feeling bad about maybe cheating on your partner because you haven't had a conversation. And so there's a lot of stuff going on there. And so that I understand. I understand the I'm in, I'm out. I'm in, I'm out. I'm in, I'm in. First steps, then I'm out. And as always, I'm always here. All right. I'm always here as long as, again, remember, my time is important, just like your time is important. And so when we are doing these little dances, whether it's just an application kink, which, again, I might, I might just put that on as an option. And you just check yes, and then I don't have to do anything, and I'm good with it. And if we're talking about the whole, what I was just talking about how we dance a little bit and we come in and we're like, okay, we really need this, but then we feel bad about it, and then we change our mind, and then we go next time we may get a little bit braver and move a little bit further. So one of the things that I know I'm an expert at is creating a safe environment for people. And I'm okay with it may take you, it could take you like years to come to finally come to see me in the dungeon. That's okay. It may take 2 years of in and out that dance. But just know that once you do, I'm here to help. I'm here to support you. I'm here to help you move past some of those feelings of the feelings of shame or feeling bad or feeling guilty. I'm here to help you move through that and heal that. And because that's most that of all the things that I do in the world, helping people embrace who they are completely, all of who they are, both sexually and non-sexually, is my mission, is my purpose, is why I show up in the world, is to help everybody feel safe and feel okay with who they are and embrace who they are. Even if it goes against society and the norms and, what we believe, I'm here. And that's kind of my mission. So just know if you happen to be doing that dance with me, and you have been for a while, I promise I got you. And we can move at what we'll move at whatever pace is in your best interest. If it's very, very slow, we'll move very, very slow. It's we'll have many, many conversations. All that I ask in return is that you again respect my space and my time. Right? I'm here to hold space. I'm here to be there for you. But if we've had 15 conversations and you haven't compensated me for my time and my expertise, then that's a disrespectful. We're starting at that now. We're talking about that's disrespecting my time and my is non-consensual. I'm not consenting to engage in that. Okay. So if it's going to take you a while, then talk to me about, hey, this might take me a while to like pull the trigger. And I'll be like, great. Here's what we can come up with. Send me an e-transfer of a certain amount of money every time you reach out. And then I feel compensated and you can feel good and we all feel good. And then by the time you get to that place where you're ready to actually pull the trigger and step in with me, we have a really good relationship. There's trust and safety and respect and all these things. Okay. So I would even put that on my application. Like when you're applying to me, are you scared? Are you scared? Is this uncomfortable for you? Is this scary? Is this, I'm super excited, but I'm new and I'm a little nervous. Like, tell me that. I understand it's not easy. It's like if you're reaching out, usually it's because it's been a long time or it's been something you've been thinking about for a really long time. And so it can be scary. But I promise you, I'm very kind and I'm very loving and I'm very supportive. And yes, I'm also maniacally evil, but in a consensual good way. Only when you're ready. Okay, so yes. All right, so I just wanted to talk about this. This is, like I said, I woke up this morning, I had a whole bunch of messages from the same dude that I had a bunch of messages last week, and then the same dude from a whole bunch of messages the week before. And Mistress Dana also woke up to the same messages, like having a whole bunch of messages. So I'm like, I think this is the thing. All right. So let's come back to our application kink. That's what we're calling it. So please check it off. I'm now actually, after I've done this podcast, I'm now going to put it as an option on my application form. I'm going to be like, do you get turned on just from applying to spend time with me? If you answer yes, great. Enjoy that. And when you're ready to actually spend some time with me, you can, reach out and do the next steps. But until then, have fun. So I'm going to do that. I'm inspired this conversation. And if you happen to be listening or watching, and you're like, oh, that's my thing. I didn't realize that's what I do, but that's my thing. And you want to talk about it because I have questions. I really do. I have lots of questions that I'd really like to understand. So again, so I can create a safe space for everybody's desires and everybody's kinks. And I want to understand what that is about and where that comes from. Please tell me and ask and let me know if you're willing to have a just like a little conversation, private conversation between the two of us, so I can ask you a lot of questions. Which I'm sure will be super exciting. Right. Until next time, stay curious, stay kinky, stay horny, and have a great day. Okay. Bye-bye. Mwah. Well, I hope today's episode inspired you, encouraged you, and of course, made you feel tingly inside. I just want to take a moment to tell you how much I appreciate the time that you spend and how I really deeply appreciate you listening. I do it for you guys, the audience. And I love and adore you guys. So, quick loving reminder, I am not available for naked pictures, getting married, having sex, or having anybody's babies. And when you want to spend more time with me in a professional capacity as your coach, your teacher, your educator, your facilitator, you can reach me at GaiaMorissette.com. That's the gateway to all things Gaia. Now, if you're like, oh, I really wonder what's in the extended version. I also lovingly invite you to follow me on Instagram, which the handle is My Orgasmic Life Podcast, where you can leave feedback and comments. Also, come join me on Facebook at My Orgasmic Life Podcast Facebook group. And I really want to hear from you. I want to know how this show affected you. What did you learn? Was it inspirational? Did you agree? Do you disagree? I want to know. Because I'm a little bit of a voyeur, so I want to know how am I affecting you? So please, please, please come leave some comments. Now, if you're like, but I don't want everybody to know what I'm thinking, which is okay. Sometimes we need privacy and we need to be anonymous. So you would like that option? We have that. Okay, listeners, until next time, may your life be filled with sexy exploration and orgasmic pleasure. Mwah. Bye-bye.